With me is Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Well, okay, school safety. It's right around the corner, a couple days away. So what should we be watching for?
Well, certainly, school starts next Tuesday, and so there'll be a lot more activity around the school, and school buses going up and down the highway in the morning and in the afternoon. So just kind of readjust and get used to that again. And with the school buses, just to remind ourselves that when they're stopped, they'll put out their school bus stop arm and their red flashing lights that we need to stop, go in both directions, and have to be at least 20 feet away from the bus. And no passing the bus on the right, and make sure all the kids are clear and they pull that school bus stop arm. Of course, around the school, there'll be a lot of pedestrian traffic, and a reminder to people that during school hours when children are present, the speed limit in the school zones, Great Expectations and the Cook County School District is 20 miles an hour. And, so when there's a sporting event going on in their school and when there's kids present, that would also include those times also.
Do you have one of those little speed things up there? I noticed there's something that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, yes, the Safe Routes to School Committee applied for a grant and received it and got a electronic speed sign. It records data also. Just whatever we can do to help keep people at a slower speed in and around the school with all the activity.
Untended campfires, you've been having a few of those reports?
Yeah, we've had a couple of those reports, and it's we haven't had much rain here in the last few weeks, and it's getting pretty dry out there, and we've been fortunate so far. But just a reminder to people that if they do have a campfire, number one, if it's windy, I just wouldn't have one. It's just not worth it. But if they do, nicer day, it's not as windy, make sure to put the fire out, not leave it unattended, and to make sure you douse it so enough where you can put your hand in there and it's cool to the touch.
I noticed there was a report on up at Midtrail area where of an unattended campfire.
Correct, and actually a deputy issued a citation for unattended campfire here last week. So, and we had another report, I want to say, in the middle of the month also.
We've had safe weekends, you tell me.
We certainly have. The month of August has been really a pretty good month for us, and we had, probably our biggest weekend of the year in Cook County being Fisherman's Picnic in Grand Marais, and it was a really great weekend. I think we had some minor consumptions, which always is very disheartening, and that's disappointing. But other than that, we didn't arrest anybody. Nobody ended up in jail, and so that's very unusual for Fisherman's Picnic. And so that was just a really great weekend, and we put it up as a big success, from the law enforcement community, because there was a lot of people around. It was great weather, and so this turned out to be a real great weekend. And then Rendezvous Days is the weekend after up in Grand Portage, and that's a little bit more lower key, but still attracts a lot of people. And again, a really good weekend. I think we had one assault up there involving some juveniles, but other than that, it was pretty uneventful from the law enforcement aspect, and another really good weekend. So we've just had a really good August so far.
Well, let me ask you about bears, because we just did a report on some problem bears, or at least they are perceived to be aggressive, over in Ely. Have we had any instances of that here?
We have not received any reports through our office, but obviously, further to the west, or Ely, they've had some, we saw the report yesterday, I think it was a Duluth paper. West Duluth's had some bear issues, and so we're just getting that time of year. They're starting to forage and get ready for winter, and so they're going to be looking for those food sources. And just a reminder, everybody, take your garbage, put it in the garage, or, clean up your apples in your yard. If you got an apple tree, your bird feeders, put them away, and just take all those precautions to prevent bears from coming onto your property, into your yard.
And bear season starts this week.
It certainly does.
There's lots of yummy-smelling stuff out there. Bears are aware of that. And if you've got some in your yard that you didn't mean
certainly.
To be there,
yep. Yeah, right. It's just, we live in bear country. It is what it is, and we just got to do our part to try and minimize the contact between human and bears. And so it's just that time of year they're going to start foraging and getting ready for winter.
And sounds like we've had a pretty good summer so far. Let's keep it that way.
Sounds good. Thank you.